Here we can very briefly mention the generalized inverses. Now, for the case one, you have a square matrix and it's not singular, then you can always invert it, and the inverse is unique. Now, when you have a matrix which is not square, then you can, in general, the standard inverse does not exist. But you can always find, in some way, for example, let's say you have a matrix which is a fat matrix, and it has full row rank. Then you can always find an x so that ax equal to identity. So in some way, x is the inverse of a. In this case, we call this right inverse. Obviously, the right inverse is not unique, but one of the inverses can be written using, let's say, x equal to a star, a star inverse. Now, I said it's not unique because think about a very special case. Let's say a is a matrix like identity 0. Then, any matrix x in a form of identity of y something, in a column wise, it's always going to be a right inverse, but it can take any y, so the inverse is not unique. Similarly, you can also define a left inverse of a matrix. Now, this is sometimes useful. Okay, we're going to talk about a little bit later on when we use that. But in general, if you have a matrix which is neither full row rank or all full column rank, then none of the inverse we defined so far exists. In this case, we can define a so-called pseudo-inverse. Now, a pseudo-inverse is usually denoted by A+. They satisfy four properties. Now, we're not going to go into too detail how those four properties are derived and so on. But in any case, if you look at all those matrices, A plus satisfy the four properties, then you actually can show, I'm not going to show it here anyway, the such inverse is actually unique. Now, the question is, then how can we compute such inverse? Now, one way to compute an inverse, in a case, for example, if a matrix is right invertible, then the inverse we're given on the top of the page actually is the unique pseudo-inverse. Now, in general, when A is not necessarily full row rank or full column rank, we can always do a decomposition like this. A equal to B and C, and B is a full column rank and C is full row rank. Then a pseudo-inverse can be computed as a C transpose C, C transpose inverse, and B transpose B inverse B transpose. Now, this is looks a little bit awkward, but we can also use the singular decomposition to find the pseudo-inverse, which gives a little more a clear picture. So let's say A has a singular decomposition of U sigma V star, whereas sigma is a block diagonal form of sigma R is a diagonal matrix. Then the A pseudo-inverse can be written as V sigma plus U star, where the sigma plus its pseudo-inverse is just inverting the invertible part. And of course, and then the zero dimension has to be made compatible. So in this case, the pseudo-inverse is fairly easy to compute using the singular decomposition.